Kamala Harris said Trump wants to be a dictator on day one, 5 days before second assassination attempt. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 15, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris told millions of Americans that former President Donald Trump wants to be a dictator on day one during Tuesday night's presidential debate, 5 days before a second assassination attempt was made on Trump's life. Notably, the suspect announced earlier this year that he feared democracy would end if Trump wins the November election. Harris falsely claimed President Trump wants to be a dictator on day one, which ABC News moderators David Muir and Lindsay Davis, who recently admitted that the plan was only to fact-check Trump, failed to correct. Elsewhere in the debate, Harris claimed, "Donald Trump left us the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War," which again, ABC debate moderators did not fact-check. Notably, Harris uttered her remarks on live television, in front of millions of Americans. 5 days later, Trump survived a second assassination attempt on his life. This time, by a suspect who previously claimed that democracy is on the ballot. An April 22 ex post from suspect Ryan Wesley Ralph to President Joe Biden read, "Democracy is on the ballot and we cannot lose. We cannot afford to fail. The world is counting on us to show the way." Harris, this year's Democrat nominee for president, has posted to social media the exact same phraseology as the alleged would-be Trump assassin, in addition to claiming Trump is an aspiring dictator during Tuesday night's debate. "I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me," Trump said during Tuesday night's debate, pointing out that Democrats keep absurdly calling him a threat to democracy. Muir responded by saying, "President Trump, we have a lot to get to," before giving the floor to Davis so she could ask Harris another question. On Sunday, 5 days after the debate, Trump's campaign reported the 45th president safe following gunshots in his vicinity. The FBI now says it is investigating an apparent second assassination attempt against Trump. Routh was reported to have positioned himself in the bushes near Trump International Golf Course, where he appeared to be lying in wait for Trump to come into his view. Donald Trump Jr. said on social media that an AK-47 was smuggled into the bushes on the golf course. Other reports say the suspect had also smuggled a GoPro camera, presumably to film what he allegedly planned to do. September 15 marks the second assassination attempt Trump has survived in the span of 2 months. On July 13, Thomas Matthew Crooks opened fire on Trump, shooting him in the ear while he was delivering remarks at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. The assassination attempt resulted in the death of former fire chief Corey Comforter. Two other rally-goers, David Dutch and James Kapenhiver, were severely injured. Similarly, President Joe Biden's social media had alluded to Trump as a dictator just minutes before Crooks tried to assassinate the 45th president. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.